Radio Prague News. Northwestern regions of the Czech Republic are bracing themselves for fresh floods. The government wants people in high-risk areas to move to safer ground. And the president may see his income cut and taxed within the government's austerity measures. People in the northwestern regions of the country are scrambling to secure their homes after meteorologists warned they could be hit by fresh floods in the coming days. Thousands of homes in the Liberec region remain uninhabitable after last weekend's devastating flash floods, which claimed 5 lives and caused billions of crowns in damages. A belt of rain moving across the country is now likely to put at risk the Plzeň, Liberec and Ústí nad Labem regions, with meteorologists predicting persistent rain and high winds for several days. As water levels rise, people have been warned to stay off the country's rivers after a 16-year-old drowned on a canoeing trip last weekend. Visiting the flood-stricken region, Agriculture Minister Ivan Fuksa said neither the state nor municipalities should continue to fund the reconstruction of homes that have been repeatedly flooded. He said the authorities should encourage people to move to safer ground, even at the cost of losing money in the process. One option currently being discussed is that the state land fund would provide people in high-risk areas with new plots of land to build on in exchange for the plots they now own. Interior Minister Radek Jón has accused environmental activists of being co-responsible for the enormity of the flood damage in the Liberec region. Speaking to journalists in the flood-ravaged town of Hřensk on Friday, Mr. Jón said that the practice of letting fallen trees lie in the local nature reserve presented a serious hazard. In last weekend's flood, many of the fallen trees were dislodged by the raging waters and jammed the basin of the river Kamenice, causing the torrent to spill over into nearby villages. Several town mayors have also pointed their fingers at environmentalists, saying that they had not allowed trees along waterways to be chopped down in order to widen river basins for protection. The Czech president may see his income reduced and taxed within the government's austerity measures. The cabinet has proposed reducing the president's monthly salary, which amounts to 196,000 crowns, by 5% and levelling a 15% tax on his income. Ex-president Václav Havel will also see his 50,000 crown monthly income taxed. Under current law, the president alone is exempted from tax duty. Neither President Klaus nor ex-president Havel have commented on the proposal. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to bring more rain and heavy storms in places, with day temperatures at around 23 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.